Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Slay the Bully, How to Negotiate with a Narcissist and Win by Attorney and Negotiation Expert. Rebecca Zung is a self-help and negotiation guide aimed at people dealing with high conflict personalities. Zung argues that conventional good faith negotiation often fails with narcissistic counterparts because they use manipulation, intimidation, and shifting narratives to gain control rather than to reach fair resolution. The book organizes her approach into the SLA method, presented as a practical framework for preparing, communicating, and applying pressure points in a way that protects the reader from common traps, such as over-explaining and emotional reactivity. Drawing on her background as a trial lawyer and her public work teaching negotiation, Zung emphasizes strategy over catharsis and leverage over persuasion. The central purpose is to help readers regain agency, set boundaries, and pursue workable outcomes with less chaos and fewer avoidable concessions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing narcissism as a negotiation problem, not a communication misunderstanding. A core move in the book is to reframe the reader's dilemma. Instead of assuming that better explanations, more empathy, or clearer wording will produce cooperation, Zung positions narcissistic behavior as a high-conflict pattern, where control, image management, and winning matter more than mutual understanding. This reframing matters because it changes what success looks like. The goal becomes protecting your interests and reducing exposure to manipulation, rather than achieving emotional validation or a balanced meeting of minds. The book emphasizes that many people get pulled into loops of arguing facts, correcting distortions, and defending their intentions. With a narcissistic counterpart, those loops often become tools that drain energy and create openings for more leverage against you. By treating the interaction as a negotiation with an opponent who may not share your assumptions about fairness, you can plan for predictable tactics like baiting, blame shifting, and sudden escalation. This topic sets the foundation for the SLA method by encouraging a sober assessment of the playing field, the risks, and the realistic outcomes available when the other side is not negotiating in good faith. Secondly, strategy first preparing the game plan before you engage. Zung's method foregrounds preparation as the difference between being reactive and being effective. Strategy in this context means clarifying your objectives, defining acceptable and unacceptable outcomes, and anticipating how a high-conflict person may try to derail the process. The book emphasizes that narcissistic opponents often thrive on confusion, emotional volatility, and shifting goalposts. A strategic approach counters that by creating structure before contact what you want, what you will not accept, what evidence or documentation you need, and what the process should look like. Strategy also includes deciding which conversations are worth having at all, and which should be redirected to formal channels, such as written communication, mediation, or legal counsel when appropriate. Rather than improvising in the moment, readers are encouraged to design their communication so it stays brief, purposeful, and outcome-driven. This part of the framework aligns with Zung's background as a lawyer, where preparation is used to reduce surprises and to keep the other side from dictating the agenda. The emphasis is not on winning arguments, but on controlling the negotiation environment and the sequence of moves. Thirdly, leverage shifting power dynamics without escalating the war. Leverage is presented as the engine that makes resolution possible when persuasion fails. Zung highlights that with narcissistic or bullying counterparts, appeals to fairness or empathy often do little, so you need credible reasons for them to choose agreement over continued conflict. In practical terms, leverage can include documentation, deadlines, clear alternatives, and structured consequences that are lawful and enforceable. The book's orientation is consistent with a litigator's mindset. You do not rely on the other side's goodwill. You rely on incentives and constraints. Importantly, leverage is not framed as cruelty or retaliation. It is framed as restoring balance, so you are not negotiating from fear, fatigue, or desperation. A key benefit of focusing on leverage is that it reduces the temptation to overtalk. Instead of trying to convince the narcissist that you are right, you strengthen your position so that stalling, lying, or raging becomes less rewarding for them. This topic also supports the promise of achieving outcomes with minimal backlash, because leverage done well tends to be calm, well documented, and difficult to attack without exposing the other party's unreasonable behavior. Fourthly, anticipation, recognizing predictable tactics and staying out of traps. Another major theme is that high-conflict negotiations become easier when you expect the playbook. Zung encourages readers to anticipate manipulative patterns, such as gaslighting-style distortions, charm followed by sudden hostility, third-party interference, and manufactured crises that force rushed decisions. Anticipation is not paranoia. It is disciplined pattern recognition that keeps you from being shocked into concessions. The book also warns against getting pulled into jade patterns, where you justify, argue, defend, or explain, Overexplaining can provide a narcissistic opponent with more material to twist, more statements to cherry-pick, and more emotional openings to exploit. Anticipation supports emotional regulation because it helps you interpret provocations as tactics rather than as emergencies requiring immediate response. It also helps you design safer channels of negotiation, such as using written summaries, setting agendas, and keeping communication tightly tied to specific decisions. The outcome is a more controlled posture where you can respond rather than react. By making tactics predictable, the method aims to reduce intimidation and increase consistency, which is often what victims of bullying dynamics have been missing. Lastly, you protecting your mindset, boundaries, and communication discipline, the final component highlights that the negotiator is part of the system. Zung focuses on how the reader's own habits, emotional triggers, and boundary patterns can either strengthen or undermine leverage. In narcissistic dynamics, people often become conditioned to seek approval, to explain themselves repeatedly, or to soothe conflict quickly just to restore peace. The book pushes readers toward a steadier identity, someone who can tolerate discomfort, stay factual, and keep the negotiation focused on outcomes. This includes boundary setting, resisting bait, and choosing language that is clear and non-reactive. It also includes knowing when to stop trying to get the narcissist to understand you and instead move the process forward through structure and consequences. The emphasis on the self does not turn the book into therapy. It is more like performance training for high-stakes interactions, where composure and consistency are strategic assets. This topic is where empowerment becomes concrete. Readers are encouraged to act from a plan, document what matters, and maintain a posture that signals credibility. By focusing on what you can control, the method aims to reduce helplessness and increase the chance of a stable resolution. In conclusion, SLA The Bully is best suited for readers who are actively dealing with a high-conflict person and need a practical framework for what to do next. That includes people navigating divorce or co-parenting with a difficult ex, professionals facing a bullying manager or colleague, and business owners negotiating with an unreasonable partner or client. Readers who want a purely clinical deep dive into narcissistic personality disorder may find the book more action-oriented than diagnostic, but that is also its advantage. It aims to move the reader from insight to execution by emphasizing preparation, leverage, and disciplined communication. The practical benefit is a clearer ability to define goals, avoid predictable traps, and stop donating emotional energy to conversations that go nowhere. Intellectually, it offers a negotiation-centered lens on narcissistic dynamics that complements therapy and trauma-informed resources without trying to replace them. What helps it stand out in the self-help and relationships category is the author's negotiator and trial lawyer orientation. The focus is on strategy, documentation, incentives, and control process rather than on heartfelt persuasion. For readers who feel stuck in endless conflict, the book positions peace not as something the narcissist grants, but as an outcome you can engineer through structure and leverage. If you would like to support Rebecca Zung Esko, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.